The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Well, love for Dolly Parton spanned generations, musical tastes, even political lines. The star died today at the age of 80. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports her legacy is a hard one to define.
She was a star, says Robert Thompson, professor of TV and popular culture at Syracuse University, who sees her death as a sign of the end of an era.
Everybody knew who Dolly Parton was. I mean, she may be one of the last of the true celebrities in the era of real mass culture when everybody knew who these people were.
And who she was, a singer, songwriter, actress, and philanthropist.
Her legacy in music was really only surpassed by her philanthropy and love of her fellow man. To say we're all absolutely crushed is an understatement.
That's Heather Frogler, Country Radio Hall of Famer and host on Odyssey Country Radio sister station K-Frog. In his work, former program director at KFRC and former vice president of EMI Music, Dave Sholin, actually knew her. He says she really was the character you saw on TV and in movies, quick-witted and funny.
She was, you know, just as warm from the first time you meet her. I mean, it's, oh, darling, how are you? And, you know, she was just that kind of person.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Dolly Parton's legacy goes beyond music, film, and general pop culture. As KCBS's Albert James reports, local groups are remembering her work in early literacy.
Through Parton's Imagination Library program, over 300 million free books have gone out to kids all around the world. In San Francisco, 11,000 kids have been part of the program since it came to the city last September. SF Public Library Early Learning Coordinator Ruben Balderas says the program's diverse books are crucial for kids seeing themselves represented in the world and setting up a foundation for academic success.
Building empathy, that's another thing that comes from reading books about people who aren't necessarily like you or look like you.
Sina Hawley runs the nonprofit Berkeley Baby Book Project, serving over 2,700 kids across Berkeley, Emeryville, Richmond, and San Pablo. She says the Imagination Library builds kids' excitement for books while also building a sense of ownership.
But they have books in their home and they come into consciousness as human beings, as book owners. Like, that's just, they know. Books belong to them.
The Hill reports the program will continue sending out books. Program partners hope more families will sign up and reap the benefits. Albert James, KCBS.
Planning for disaster means accounting for those who struggle with accessibility. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from San Rafael. Marin County is ramping up its efforts to anticipate response after an evacuation.
Disaster doesn't discriminate, and an evacuation shelter can typically house a wide cross-section of the community.
If we're planning for those that are most impacted, then we're doing a better job of preparing for everybody.
Lainey Davidson is Marin County's Disability Access Manager. The county is in the process of training a new team that would be tasked with making sure everyone in a shelter is connected with the things they'd normally have at home while they're evacuated.
So the FAST team members are pre-trained cohort that show up on the ground in a shelter and go bed to bed and assess the needs of the folks that are there.
That could mean anything from language services to support with technology or just getting around. Janae Cottrell is a member of the FAST team. She also works with seniors with the county. She says sometimes in an emergency, caregivers can be separated from those that rely on them.
Other people have other needs such as maybe hearing loss or vision loss.
Nearly a third of the people living in Marin are over 60. Cottrell thinks this effort can have a big impact.
In a disaster, things are thrown up in the air.
In Marin County, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The Bay Area Air District says residents near Chevron's refinery in Richmond face cancer risks above allowed levels. The regulator released a preliminary health risk assessment for the refinery today, requiring it to implement a plan to reduce health risks. Chevron says the assessment includes equipment no longer in use and does not reflect actual refinery conditions. And it's too soon to tell when consumers might start to get squeezed by retaliatory Canadian tariffs. But as KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, auto parts are already on the rise.
It may be tariffs, it may be inflation, but Jesus Garcia at the South San Francisco Park Store says he's seen the cost of brake pads go up.
Anything less than $30 are now matching what used to be the mid-grade price at $50, and now the mid-grade price is at our top-tier price, which is $75, and our top-tier price just broke through a different tier, and now they're at $85.
For new vehicles, Detroit Auto reporter for Odyssey Station WWJ Jeff Gilbert tells KCBS there is one to watch.
Heavy-duty pickup trucks. GM recently retooled a factory in Canada to make some excess heavy-duty pickup trucks because they couldn't make enough at a factory in Flint. Those vehicles, if they want to bring them across the border to the U.S. once the tariffs go into effect, they're going to cost a lot more. But you can't charge that much more because they're also making them in Flint, Michigan. So they're going to have to eat the cost.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
A police officer is injured after responding to a small fire in a Mill Valley Church parking lot. Police say it happened Sunday night at the First Church of Christ Scientist on Camino Alto. The fire was reportedly contained to a paved area, but an object inside the fire exploded, wounding an officer who tried to extinguish the flames. Fire investigators say the blaze contained aerosol containers. Police say there's no indication that the fire was targeting the church, and they ask neighbors to review surveillance footage. Well, we're just about 1 month out from San Francisco's famous Folsom Street Fair, the world's largest annual leather, kink, and alternative sexuality festival. And KCBS's Shannon Golden reports city health officials are encouraging those planning to attend to get vaccinated for this rare disease.
Mpox, caused by the monkeypox virus, is primarily transmitted through close skin-to-skin contact.
And so often that happens during sexual activity.
It can look like the flu at first with symptoms like fever and fatigue.
And this is often followed by a rash. That rash can be very subtle at first and look like pimples or blisters, and then can develop into larger lesions.
Dr. Julia Jansen with the city's Department of Public Health says most cases in the U.S. are among gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men, as well as transgender persons who have sex with men. But she emphasizes anyone can get it. So at festivals like Folsom, where attendees are known to show a lot of skin and often engage in physical contact, she says it's better to protect yourself.
We want to emphasize that for folks who have not been vaccinated and are at risk of getting Mpox or have only received one dose, so make sure to go ahead and make an appointment today.
Two doses are recommended 2 weeks apart, which the CDC says are highly effective at preventing the disease. Shannon Golden, KCBS.
And the organizers of the street fair tell KCBS that they will also be working with the department to offer Mpox vaccinations at the festival. So that's some good news. Well, officials in San Jose are mourning the loss of a city worker who was fatally injured while repairing a streetlight today. Officials haven't released any information about what happened, but they say he was working to keep drivers and pedestrians safe. The message also asks the public to slow down when maintenance workers, construction crews, and first responders are stopped in the roadway. And a police incident report reveals San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York used an alias when he sent text messages to a woman he believed to be a prostitute. The report from the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force had more than two redacted pages, but did provide details about what led to York's arrest in Ohio. York ultimately pleaded no contest to two misdemeanors. The report said he offered to pay $160 for sex before he was caught in the sting operation. Today, Earth's oceans are warmer than they've been in over 100,000 years. We talked about what that means in our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen checking in on climate change.
Stanford climate scientist Noah Diffenbaugh explained how the oceans are taking the brunt of global warming.
Of the heat that's been added to the climate system in the industrial era, so over the last 150 years or so, when humans have really been combusting fossil fuels at a large scale, 90% of the heat that's been added to Earth's climate system is actually being stored in the ocean.
But that ocean heat impacts weather systems and transfers to global temperatures.
So when it gets very hot, economic growth is dragged down. Countries that are already warm, they tend to grow, their economies tend to grow a little bit less.
And on the micro scale, higher temperatures come with lower crop yields, labor productivity, even things like test scores and cognition go down. And of course, extreme weather events have an extreme economic impact, and California is no fortress.
Southern California, where we might, as global warming continues, see more of these kind of remnant hurricanes where we're getting this tropical moisture and potentially even landfalls.
In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
And a flood of Dolly Parton tributes are coming in from key political figures in California. Governor Gavin Newsom and first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom said in a statement that Dolly was a vocal ally of the LGBTQ plus community, donating to HIV and AIDS-related charities. Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi declared that Dolly was a trailblazer in women's empowerment and praised her philanthropy. Former Vice President Kamala Harris also chimed in, saying that Dolly was a true American icon. In Oakland, a stabbing spree has left one person dead and four others hospitalized. The knife-wielding suspect now in custody. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from the scene of one of the stabbings in East Oakland.
This all started just after 7 o'clock last night when officers responded to reports of a shooting at Cesar Chavez Park. It turned out to be the first of several stabbings.
At the same time, another call came in at the 3800 block of San Leandro of another stabbing incident.
Oakland Police Chief James Beer says there was a third stabbing here at the Fruitvale BART station, and then two more along International Boulevard. That's where Beer says bystanders flagged down officers and pointed them toward a suspect.
When the officers caught up to the suspect, they ordered him at gunpoint to put the knife down. He complied, and he was safely taken into custody.
There are multiple victims, one person deceased, two in critical condition, and two in stable condition. A motive for this bloody stabbing spree is unknown. From the scene in Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.